Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. We are gathered today for the funeral service for Ralph Michael to say goodbye to our dear brother in Christ, a dear husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather. And so today we do not mourn as those who have no hope, especially during this Easter season. We are reminded of the victory that Jesus won for us over death and the grave, and the promise of the hope of the resurrection. Today for our service, you will be using the bulletin that is colored in purple, and you'll need that for almost everything in the service, but for the words to the hymns, you'll be using the burgundy-colored hymnal, which is found in the pew in front of you. And we will begin our service today with our opening hymn, which is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. It's hymn number 461, and we will sing stanzas 1, 5, 7, and 8. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Ralph was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now join together in speaking the words of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Ralph and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for a reading from God's Word. Our first reading today comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65. Beginning with verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 24. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We now join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith, the same words that Ralph confessed with us many times, the words of the Apostles' Creed. If you'd like the words, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." Our next hymn is number 801, "How Great Thou Art." You may be seated. To the family and friends of Ralph Michael, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Kurt, and also Jason and Kristen, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me begin first and foremost by acknowledging the fact that I don't think many of us in this room expected that this is what we would be doing today. Those of us who had the pleasure of visiting Ralph these last few weeks knew that he was in the hospital. We knew that he wasn't feeling very good, but at no point did it really seem like God was about to take him into heaven. At no point did we think that he was about to leave this earth. Ralph's passing was a bit of a surprise to many of us, myself included, but I can say that I was very thankful for the very last conversation that I was able to have with him about a week ago at his hospital bedside. Ralph was a little bit disoriented, a little bit confused. Kurt's saying a little, yeah. He thanked me for coming all the way to China to visit him. And I reassured him we were still in Illinois, we were still in Centralia. But after I had an opportunity to share some scripture with him and to pray with him, it was like all of a sudden everything changed and he really focused. And he looked me right in the eyes. He started preaching a sermon to me. It was amazing. He was telling me all about how he always held on to his faith no matter what. He always knew that God walked beside him. He told me that faith in Jesus was the most important thing in the entire world. And so I just kind of sat back and I let him share the good news with me. And you know, I really feel that it's a comforting thought that even though everything was so up in the air last week and Ralph had a million questions about what was going on, and he didn't even really know what side of the globe we were on. He was sure, he was absolutely certain that God was with him and that God was faithful. And that really goes along well with his confirmation verse, which you have printed for you on the top of the bulletin. 2 days ago, Saturday, April 14th, was the 72nd anniversary of Ralph's confirmation day up at Trinity and Hoffman. And on that day, he received Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, as his confirmation verse. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Ralph absolutely lived out that verse. He held on to that confession of hope until the day that God took him into heaven. Now, when we look back on the 86 years of earthly life that the Lord blessed us with, Ralph, and we look at his life, we look at all the different areas of his life where we could actually see God's love flowing through him as he would serve other people, I think one of the ways that we know where Ralph's heart was in that confession of hope. Because he held fast to that confession, that's what led him to want to share that hope with other people. One of the things I've noticed in this community the last few days since Ralph passed is one of the first things that comes to people's minds when you think about Ralph's life of service has to be the many years that he served in the Lions Club. We have his Lions Club vest right up here. Last night at the visitation, we had so many lions that came. It was really nice to see. It was like the whole back of the church was like a lion's den because of how many lions that were here. And I've gotten a chance to really kind of research, you know, what it is that the Lions Club here in Hoyleton does. And, you know, I know that Ralph was so intimately involved on the local and the district level that he provided leadership to that group. He had 18 years of perfect attendance, which is absolutely amazing. But it seems like out of all of the different projects that Lions are involved in around the world, here in Illinois, it seems like the real big focus is on sight and sound. And so a lot of the money that Ralph helped to raise through the Lions was spent on resources for those that were visually impaired and hearing impaired. And so sight and sound was really important to Ralph. And it's not just when we're talking about the Lions Club, though. Think about all of the different memories that you have of Ralph that involve sight and sound. The sight of his big, contagious smile, or the sound of his booming laughter, which I hear was so loud sometimes you could hear it in the other room. The sight of Ralph on his favorite Farmall tractors out there on the farm. He loved that farm. Or the sight of Ralph on those tractors in the parades, right? Talking about the Centralia Halloween parade, or there was the parade here in Hoyleton about 10 years ago. The sound that the tractors made when it seemed like Ralph was the only one with the magic touch to actually get those things started. The sight of Ralph's service here at Trinity. He served as an elder, he served as secretary, he served as a treasurer. The sound of God's people coming together in worship, where Ralph loved to be on Sunday morning, singing hymns and hearing the good news of the forgiveness of God in Christ Jesus. The many sights of Ralph's love for his family, walking through life with Arlene by his side, giving all kinds of time and attention to you, Kurt and Jane, being the best grandpa in the world for Jason and Kristen. The sound of Kristen saying, "Let's dance, Grandpa," and the sight of her standing on his feet. The sight of Jason eating lunch every single day with him. And the sound that he made when the one day when he burnt the pizza bread and Arlene wasn't there to fix everything and Ralph just looked at you guys and said, "Eat it!" All of those sights and all of those sounds are things that you're going to cherish for the rest of your lives. And we thank God for those memories, for all those things that we see and hear that remind us of him. But you know that those are not the most important sights and sounds. Those aren't the most important things we see and hear in our lives. Like Ralph would say, having faith in Jesus is the most important thing in the whole world. And so ultimately, it's the things that we see and hear God doing that bring comfort on a day like today. Because we know that if we're left all by ourselves, because of our sin, in a spiritual sense, we really are visually impaired and hearing impaired. The things that we see, the things that we hear in this world so often bring us sadness and sorrow. We look up here, we have the sight of a casket in the front of the sanctuary. When we leave here and we go out to the graveside, we're going to hear earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And those things make us long for sights and for sounds that will take all of that suffering away. But that's why we're able to turn to God. Especially during this Easter season, reminding us that He is the only one who can take that suffering and turn it into joy. And so we think about the fact that Jesus Christ won victory over death in the grave. We think about the sight of Jesus on the cross on Good Friday and how that turned into the sight of an empty tomb. The sound of Christ yelling, my God, why have you forsaken me?" turns into shouts of joy. The sound of the angel who says, "He is not here, he is risen." And it's that same risen Lord Jesus who in our gospel reading today promises that the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. And those who hear will live. Ralph is right now experiencing the presence of God in his heavenly kingdom because he heard the voice of Jesus 86 years ago in baptism, calling to him. And he held fast to that faith without wavering. Imagine the sights and the sounds that Ralph is experiencing right at this moment. It's hard for us to even picture a place where every sight and every sound brings joy. Listen again to how St. John describes it in our reading from Revelation. It's the sight of a great multitude that no one could number, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. It's the sound of all those souls shouting together, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." It's just a glimpse of what Ralph is getting to do right now. Worshiping the Lamb, Jesus himself, who has made it possible for him and for us to one day be part of that awesome crowd. John tells us, "The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Sight and sound. These are the things that God has promised that we will one day see, that we will one day hear, when we are reunited with Ralph and with all the faithful who have gone before us, and we get to see his big smile again, and we get to hear his booming laughter once again. That's the hope that we confess as we face what lies ahead of us in our lives. And like Ralph's confirmation verse says again, let us hold fast to that confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Ralph Michael and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Ralph and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. The closing hymn is Amazing Grace, number 744. You may be seated.